Welcome to the Sunshine Parenting Podcast. My name is Audrey Monkey, and I am your host. In episode 2, I'll be talking about 10 important skills our kids need to help them make friends and have good relationships. I'll address some recent research related to our kids. I'll also be addressing a listener's concern about his 13-year-old daughter's social anxiety. And as always, I'll be sharing an idea you can try with your family. For more information and notes about this podcast, visit my website at sunshine-parenting.com. We've been spending a lot of our time training our counselors at camp to think of themselves as social skills coaches or friendship skills coaches for their campers. And I think this is a great thing for parents to think about as well, to view ourselves as the coach who comes alongside our kids and helps them with the skills they need to learn to get along better with other people. These skills are so important. We all know adults who struggle at getting along with others, and it just makes for a really difficult life. In fact, our kids' positive relationships, which come from good social skills, are the very best predictor of many positive outcomes as an adult, including better mental health, better physical health, better academic performance, and better career performance. We all know it's just more fun to work with someone and to be with someone who has good friendship skills. While there are many social skills that I could focus on as we talk about ones that are important, I've narrowed it down to 10 skills that through my research I've found to be pretty key in helping our kids make and keep friends. Probably one of the most important skills we can teach our kids and help them with is finding their tribe. And what I mean by that is, you know, each person has some unique characteristics and interests and things that make them who they are. And sometimes kids try to force their way into a group, especially a group that they perceive as the popular group or the in-group, even when they don't really have much in common with those kids, nor do they get along with them that well. Sometimes these relationships can be really painful because it might be sort of a lopsided relationship where your child wants to be friends with the group but often feels left out or not included. These can be really painful for kids. And one thing that's really important for our kids to learn is to figure out how to discern who the right kind of kids and friends are for them. The very best kind of friendships for our kids are the ones that are an equal and equitable relationship between two kids who feel the same amount of affection and interest in one another. And helping our kids discern their tribe is such a helpful thing. I know for me, it actually took until adulthood, until I really figured out who the kind of people I get along with are that are best. And I struggled a lot during high school and college with sometimes spending time with people who I did not have a lot in common with. And so I think this concept of helping our kids find their right tribe, it can be kind of a lifelong quest, but it helps as a child. And I think it's great to help our kids with this. I heard a story about a mom who was sending her daughter off to her first day of high school, and her only advice was to smile. I think that is so important because this friendship skill of just having good nonverbal language is so incredibly powerful. We've all learned that really our communication is 80% nonverbal. So with our kids, if we can help them learn better nonverbal skills, we can help them be much better received by other kids. So some of the nonverbal things we can help our kids with is their facial expression. They're smiling more. Also standing up straight, having eye contact, and having a more open stance when sitting or standing and talking to other kids. This is just so important and something that we can really help our kids with. The third friendship skill, and one that I especially love practicing with kids, is helping them learn to ask questions. We all know that everybody's favorite topic to discuss is themselves, and One way to be well received by others is to ask them questions. So this is something that we can definitely practice at home with our kids. And just a great skill is to learn different kinds of questions you can ask to get to know people. And then follow-up questions you can ask once they've answered an initial question. The fourth friendship skill that our kids need to learn is how to invite others to do things and join into games and events appropriately. So oftentimes we think of invitations in friendship as needing to be big things like play dates and sleepovers and that type of thing. But what our kids really need to learn are small invitations. So they need to invite a friend, hey, do you want to come and play on the monkey bars with me at recess? Or, hey, would you like to come sit with me at lunch? So really low-key invitations are the way friendships begin often. Kids also sometimes need help learning how to appropriately join in with other kids. So if this is a skill that your child is working on, it's something that you can coach them on. Joining appropriately means being able to assess in a situation if their joining in is going to be disruptive right then. It's good for kids to be able to know to say, hey, you know what? I'm interested in playing that game. And the right way to ask is, hey, can I join in next game when you start up again? Rather than trying to insert themselves into the middle of an ongoing game. The next friendship skill I want to talk about is sharing. And while usually we think of sharing for younger kids and regarding toys and crayons and that type of thing, the sharing I'm talking about here is social sharing. So our kids need some guidance on what is appropriate to share with different types of friends. We're getting a little bit of a lack of filter happening in our society because of social media. Sometimes kids are seeing others share highly private information in a very public forum. We need to help our kids learn, you know, what type of information you share with people you just met versus what information you share with only a really close friend. The other aspect of sharing is for kids to be aware in a social group situation how much they are sharing about themselves, stories that they're telling, versus how much they're listening and letting others share. People who dominate an entire conversation with only their own stories are not very well received by others. The sixth friendship skill that I want to talk about is really a fun one. It's about being happy for our friends' victories. So there's been much research lately about what leads to successful marriages and other relationships. And one of the best predictors is when one person feels as excited for the other person's accomplishment or victory as the person themselves. So that type of empathic response to someone else's victory is a really great relationship skill. So with kids, they're growing up in a time that is very focused on competition and ratings and being better than other people. With friends, I think it's such a great thing to help our kids learn to celebrate with them and be happy for them when they've had a great victory. The seventh social skill that really helps with friendships is learning to develop a good way of coping when we're having difficult emotions. So when our kids are feeling, for example, anger or sadness, they need to have a way to handle it that is socially appropriate. Kids who lash out or overreact to negative situations just aren't as fun to be around, and they're often disliked by their peers. So it's really important that kids who struggle with regulating their emotions and acting on their feelings are taught to better handle those difficult emotions in a constructive way. The eighth friendship skill that's really important for our kids is learning to resolve conflicts and solve problems without always running to an adult right away. Kids who tend to go to an adult immediately whenever they get their feelings hurt or can't solve a problem need some help to learning learning to resolve their own conflicts. Specifically, they need to learn just how to respond to just the normal kinds of interactions and interpersonal issues that come up in day-to-day life, including unkind comments, losing a game, being accused of something, being left out. All of those things are different conflicts that our kids need to learn to handle on their own. I've done a lot of work and research just on this one particular friendship skill, so I'm not going to spend any more time on it here, but just know that resolving conflicts is an important friendship skill. The ninth skill we're going to talk about is learning how to empathize. So empathy is a social skill that's really difficult to teach, but it's something that probably our kids learn best by our modeling it for them. Our empathy is our ability to sense others' emotions and imagine what they may be thinking or feeling. I recently heard a story actually from Christine Carter where she was sharing how when someone is unkind to our kids, a good way to respond to that is to ask them what we think is going on with that child. So ask our child, what do you think is going on that made them say or do that unkind thing? So kind of getting our kids into the other child's head and having a little more compassion for what they may be going through and maybe the difficult situation that they're facing. The 10th friendship skill is practicing kindness. And I've really found in my research that kindness and acts of kindness are just good on so many levels. First of all, they really build bonds. When we compliment a friend or do something kind for them, it really builds our bond of friendship with them. It also makes us feel good. So when we do something kind for someone else, it actually makes us feel happier. Some kids are naturally very kind and giving, but most kids need some help developing their kindness muscles. There are many ways we can teach kids kindness, and complimenting others is a great way to start with our kids. The Random Acts of Kindness organization has a lot of great ideas for kindness activities we can do with our kids or encourage them to do for others. I'll put a link to their site in the show notes from this podcast. You'll also find a great graphic representation of the 10 friendship skills on the show notes page of my website at sunshine-parenting.com. Now it's time for the listener question of the podcast. My listener question came from a father who attended one of my online parenting workshops. He was concerned about his 13-year-old daughter's social anxiety and wanted to know what he could do about it. Social anxiety is the fear of interaction with other people, and it brings on the self-consciousness, feelings of being negatively judged and evaluated, and can lead to social avoidance or avoiding different situations where you have to be around people. Unfortunately, for our teenage kids, preteens and teens, this is sort of the height of social anxiety for all kids, and for some kids, it's a little bit worse. A person who's actually diagnosed with social anxiety disorder is just afraid that he will make mistakes, look bad, or be embarrassed or humiliated in front of others. And it can be made worse by a lack of social skills or experience in social situations. So I think I can tie it back to the 10 friendship skills that by empowering your daughter to work on social skills, even just one or two at a time, she may gain more confidence in social situations. I also think it's really helpful with our kids to share our own social anxiety that we had when we were their age. So if you can think back on a story of a situation where you were embarrassed or didn't feel comfortable and share that with your daughter, that could help her understand that her feelings are normal and that a lot of kids go through this. And even you, when you were her age, went through similar social situations. Next up is what's in the current parenting news. This week, while attempting to help my son with an algebra problem for his 8th grade math assignment, I noticed that he really didn't want to spend much time working on the problem or trying to understand how it exactly worked. At the same time, an article came across my feed called "Turn It Off Right Now" from greatschools.org. In the article, and I quote, it said, "The study found that kids who spent more time on screens were less able to persist at difficult tasks and exhibited more emotional volatility than those who engaged in less screen time." I put a post on my Sunshine Parenting Facebook page in which I said, "I am wishing that schools would all unplug again and homework would be completely offline. I've noticed that my two youngest kids, who have experienced a lot more screen time at school and in their homework, are lightning fast at looking up how to spell a word that shows up red on their computer, but they're not as comfortable working through a difficult math problem with a paper, a pencil, and their own problem-solving skills. I think this persisting at a difficult task is hard for our kids to learn when they're getting so accustomed to everything being at their fingertips quickly and without much effort." You can find a link to the article I refer to in the show notes for the podcast. Here's something for you to try at home with your family. I was joining one of our cabin groups at their first campfire of the summer, and the counselor did an activity that I think would be great to do at home with our own families. She had each camper in her group write down one question they'd like to ask everyone else. She put all the questions into a hat and then throughout the session pulled one out each evening to have everybody in the group answer. I think this could easily be done at home with your own family, and you don't even need to write them down. You could actually just give each person the spotlight to think up a question, or you could think up a bunch of questions, write them all down, and save them for future dinners. Thank you for joining me for episode 2 of the Sunshine Parenting Podcast. I'd like to leave you with a quote from Baltazar Gracian. "True friendship multiplies the good in life and divides its evils. Strive to have friends, for life without friends is like life on a desert island. To find one real friend in a lifetime is good fortune. To keep him is a blessing."